for Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar, the fifth quarter.
Drew Jones hopefully is going into the Swans rooms, and we'll speak with one of the vanquished Swans about their performance today. Oh. Are they done, Neildy, at 6-9? Is that just about door closed for them? If you need 12 wins, that means you're winning 6 of your last 7?
It's going to be very tough. I suppose the old adage is you can't really put a line through it until it's mathematically impossible, though certainly that the players will continue to play out every week. It would be it'll be a huge surprise if they make it from here.
They play the Cats at the SCG, then they play the Giants the week after. That's round 19 and round 20. And then they've also, the game after that is Port Adelaide at the Adelaide Oval. So three very tough games there, but they essentially have to win 6 or 7, you're right, King.
Are they back at the MCG? I don't think they are they?
They're not back at the MCG. They travel to Optus Stadium to play the Dockers, and then, I stand corrected. They play Melbourne, the second last round at the MCG in round 22.
So I reckon that might be the last time we see the likes of maybe Kennedy.
Josh?
No, probably not Kennedy.
McVeigh?
Probably McVeigh. I would think Kieran Jack, if he's still going around as well.
Do you think Kennedy goes on?
Kennedy go on.
Yeah, I do.
It was great today.
A lot of it's got to do with team performance, you know, I think. And I know we always talk about injuries. It's not necessarily the number of injuries, but who to. You just think at some stages today, Buddy, I know you can say it about the Bombers, they're missing some too, but Buddy goes out there, the whole thing changes. Yeah, I'm just not sure. Those guys, you know, I think Kennedy's got a fair bit of footy left in him. I'd be surprised.
What do you have today for plenty?
Yeah, 20 contested. I definitely know that.
He's the leading disposal winner on the ground with 35, 4 inside 50s, 9 clearances, 20 contested possessions. It's a big game.
It is. And then haven't they got guys like Nick Smith? Now, he's been injured for ages.
Well, yes, he's not going to play for the rest of the season. And Tommy Morris for Fox Footy reported recently that he really wants to play next week, but the Swans list management team's in a bit of a conundrum.
Yeah.
He wants to play next year.
Yeah, okay. So you got him, and then you got a couple of others.
Grundy's already announced his retirement as well. So
a late withdrawal from the showdown, which is one that will hurt Port Adelaide. Travis Boak, who is having some sort of season.
He is.
After, of course, relinquishing the captaincy, replaced by Sam Powell-Pepper, who was dropped the week before the Geelong game.
Yeah, he's been out for a little while.
So
the Geelong VFL team are hanging on by a thread. 75, lead Box Hill 72, 27 minutes gone. Kingy there in the nail biter against Box Hill.
So we're being told that potentially Travis Boak ran out with the team and has withdrawn himself just before the bounce in the warm-up. So Sam Powell-Pepper has been basically in the stands, and probably they've
having
got him prepared him, and not Peter Johnston style before the 1981.
They don't let him in the stand final anymore.
Jono would have
it's
a
not a bad one to bring in though in a showdown. Is
it's interesting.
He's a hard boy, isn't he?
And
he might hurt a few people early, I reckon.
And when you watch teams from afar, and you don't take that micro knowledge of them. So Port's a perfect example. You see Powell-Pepper running around in the sandful, and they dropped a few others. Westhoff was there for
Rockcliffe,
a week or so, and you just think, I wonder what's going on there.
Yeah.
But, you know, there'll be reasons. We just don't know because we don't keep across with
it. Well, Kenny looked like a genius because he dropped them for the Geelong game and they won. And then the following week they get rolled by the Bulldogs.
Dramatic finish, Kingy, in the VFL. Boucher goals for the Hawks. Box Hill, 30 minutes gone, 78 lead Geelong, 75.
Oh, dear. All right.
Goal for a while, hasn't it?
Stay across that one. What we need to do is we need to take a break. We're in the fifth quarter, Signature Home, City to Serve Solar. We'll be here till about 5:15.
I can tell you that's just about all over because Box Hill have kicked another one, 84 to 75.
Okay, all right. We'll have a final score, you would suspect, on the other side of this, where we're hopefully going to speak with one of the Swans from today's contest. Essendon, in front of a good crowd of 60,199, getting it done by 10 points. Back shortly. Thanks to Warra Lily. Live, breathe, Carol Footy.
For Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar, the fifth quarter.